Vision wasn't always the perfect partner for his Wonder Woman, Chrissy Teigen.
And Gwyneth Paltrow believes you can have more than one soulmate.
Plus, did Russell Crowe fail a chemistry test with Julia Roberts?
Welcome to Dish Nation! Hey! Now you are ready to... We're going to have a good old lit show for you today. And back with us again is CNN Headline News Entertainment Reporter Melissa Knowles.
I'm still going to have to move my shoulders when I do this. Hey, everybody. Happy to be back. Headcrack, what is the latest dish?
Well, Melissa, if you need some encouragement to get your 2023 rolling, check this story out. Now, Champagne Poppy, a.k.a. Drizzy Drake, recently revealed that he was paid $100 to open up for Ice Cube at a concert back in 2006. Now, he shared a post by Flyer Vault of an invoice from the concert back in 2006 with his IG caption saying, "This is for anybody getting $100 a show right now. Keep going." And when you look at the fact that, yo, dude's like a multi-millionaire right now, you know, he literally started from the bottom. Now he is.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, yeah. And look how big and long Ice Cube's space is, this black at the top of it.
Wait. That looks like a six-figure day for Ice Cube right there.
But I think that still was highway robbery, though. He's letting them know, you see what y'all did when you paid me $100 damn measly dollars.
Well, he was new in the music space during that time.
Everybody starts somewhere.
This
Melissa,
is true. Yeah.
Do you remember your first check as a TV host?
I remember it was a lot less than I thought it was going to be. I know that. I remember, I said, I was sleeping on an air mattress, y'all, and it deflated every night. So I wake up like this, but you know what? And I was eating those ramen noodles. I said, someday I'm going to make it on Dish Nation. And here I am.
Look at Jesus.
Look at God.
All right, moving on. John Legend confesses becoming a good partner. Came with some hard lessons, y'all. So on a recent podcast, John admitted that he wasn't as committed at the beginning of his relationship with his now wife, Chrissy Teigen, because of this reason. Look at this.
Well, I think I was more selfish then. I wasn't a great partner at the beginning of our relationship, even though I was very into her and very excited to be with her. Like, I was still selfish. I was in my, mid-20s, still not ready to fully be like the committed partner that I am now.
How are you not as committed? What does that mean?
To get more serious. You don't start out as 100% serious on day one.
Of marriage? No, early on, or even in.
Yeah, you got to slowly kill the other people off like Survivor.
No, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Like,
it takes a while to cut the staple. Yeah.
You know what? I'm like, oh, I met somebody new. They're incredible. You don't dead everybody right away.
Yeah, weed them off.
Yeah, but it ain't like John Legend was some big Fred Astaire or something. Hell, he was just a regular damn guy.
He had his toys.
He's kept popping, man.
Poor Chrissy, honey, she had to suffer, honey.
She didn't.
Well, they're both winning now. And they seem very much in love now.
Mm-hmm. We're all happy for them.
Yes.
Whatever. Anyway, child. Well, Gwyneth Paltrow, honey, believes that you can have more than one true love.
What?
Melissa, can you challenge your inner Gwyneth and, honey, read what she said?
Uh-oh. Okay, let me try. So she told reporters, "I do believe in soulmates. I mean, I think that there can be more than one, but I do believe that there's that person that can feel so right, and I think you do know. You know pretty early when it's the right person."
Oh. Yes.
Oh. Spot on. That was smooth and soothing.
That was nice.
The Melissa Knowles nighttime voice, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, you're listening to the
smooth
late night. Yeah, late night show. Yeah. This is a quiet storm, everybody. Yes. Quiet storm.
I mean, but my thing is, she should be talking like this now. She's married. Why would you do this? And you're a married woman.
She's being honest. There's nothing wrong with being honest. And yes, you can have more than one soulmate. I don't believe in the one. I think you could have multiple ones, just one at a time.
Yeah. Once you meet your true soulmate, you know them other people was not your
damn soulmate.
There you go.
See, but that's the thing, right? You got to look out. You got to look out for those people who know to drop the soulmate word and be like, "Now you're my soulmate," because they
use soulmate in the wrong context.
How many soulmates do you think you got, Gary?
Hell, I don't have none right now.
He has some cellmates though.
Not some cellmates.
You remember he got locked up?
Yeah.
Gary was locked up?
Hell no.
Sorry.
I would just like to say, Gary's soulmate, we know you're watching right now. Please.
And
please.
The cellmate. Yeah.
Please message us.
Text me or something.
Something, please.
All right, we all love hearing about actors who almost starred in famous roles, right? Well, this one's a little bit different. So back in 1997, Julia Roberts starred in the hit movie My Best Friend's Wedding, and Dermot Mulroney played her love interest. But the movie's director, P.J. Hogan, said the role could have gone to Russell Crowe, except Russell gave a horrible table read. That's what the director said. He recited each line in a monotone voice and didn't look at Julia one time.
Well, however, Russell's out here telling a way different story. Now, he tweeted, "Pure imagination on behalf of this director. I did not audition for his film, and I've never done a table read with the actress mentioned."
Was that an Australian accent?
That was more like Idris Elba, actually. Oh, that was your Idris.
That was your Idris, yeah.
I kind of liked it,
though. Russell Crowe.
You're going to need to throw a little more kangaroo in.
Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe.
That's Shaft's cousin.
So who do y'all believe? Not Shaft's cousin. Shut your mouth. Who do you believe, the director or Russell?
I believe Russell. He has no reason to lie.
I believe the director.
Same.
The director going there who read for their joint
there
and
you
who
go.
Didn't do well.
But there Russell knows he read for it.
Maybe during that time he was Russell Blow. And he don't remember everything that happened during that time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it was a different era, you know?
Well, I will say, if you're watching this, Russell, please don't kick me in my chest and say, "This is Sparta."
Have you seen him lately? I don't think his leg go up like that no more.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Y'all know that's not Russell Crowe.
It is. Oh,
Russell Crowe is not in the 300.
Yes, it is. That's him.
No, that's Gerard Butler.
Yeah. Gladiator.
Thank My name
you.
Is Marcus Aurelius, King of the Armies of the
North. We're still not entertained.
Oh. General, still not entertained.
Are you not entertained?
Wow. Oh, my God.
No, so look at that. We got it mixed up. Maybe P.J. Hogan, the director, got a little mixed up.
It's possible.
It was Gerard Butler that ran for the part.
Maybe it was Gerard Butler.
Oh, my
Just
God.
Saying. Well, move along. When you think of the late Angela Lansbury, you got to think of Murder, She Wrote, obviously. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But what about Mischief, She Lived? Well, apparently that was the case, according to director John Waters. It's a very surprising story. In his 2019 memoir, he said that back in the 80s, he ran into Angela at a New York sex club called Hellfire. Don't we all? Well, after she passed away, John, who's openly gay, was asked about the story, and he said just her presence made Hellfire a little more welcoming. She was pure class even 40 years ago when these kinds of clubs were all the rage. But it seems like Angela was just there to hang out because John also said everybody went. She wasn't doing anything. So what do you guys think? Do you think she was probably about 60 at that time?
She should have been making it rain, damn it.
Oh, yeah?
She had it.
Man, yeah. She had the money, too.
She probably was doing research for a movie. Hell, that's probably why she was there. You know, most actors do that. Go to those type of places to do research.
Yeah, I was just hoping for more tea in the story because, like,
right.
You know, for her to go there, I was hoping, she, you know, the wait staff called the Angela Lansbury. She didn't keep her hands off of nobody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's touching everything moving.
Right.
Like, you know.
Maybe they found it in the huckabuck.
What do you think? What is she going there? She going there ordering tea, just kicking back and just, like, watching?
I don't think they serve like, tea at a place like that.
Because, like, this has to be, like, at the height of Murder, She Wrote, right?
Yeah.
He said the 80s.
Because we edited that drop.
Like, she was investigating crimes. You don't know. Maybe.
Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe. And you know somebody was probably like, "Jessica, what you doing here, girl? You asking a question? Somebody died."
They be choking that man in the back. I said they were going
too hard. They were choking it too hard. They got whips and chains in another room.
This man is hung up in the back. You ain't even seen what they're doing.
No. He can't even talk. All right, guys. Up next, Tyler Perry. Give it. And he taketh away.
Oh.
We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey.
Well, it seems that Akon ain't Akon, y'all.
What?
Yeah, well, Akon is only a part of his name, but his real full government name is a whole Scrabble puzzle, y'all. Listen
to Scrabble.
What is Akon's full name? Hold on. Go ahead. Because I'm looking at it, yes.
Okay.
Break it down. Alrighty. Now,
you know, I would have shortened it to something with two syllables too.
Yo.
What the heck? Akon the child.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
The supersonic.
Yeah. I wonder if that's on his passport.
Oh, he's going to need two. I mean, just imagine this business. How many letters do you want to use for this child's name? All of them.
All of them. The whole alphabet right here.
He could have gone by Lululu, though. That would have kind of been dope.
Or Badara. Is it Badara?
His last name is just as long. It's Alun Damala Buga Time Purunaka Lululu Bada Ekantayam.
That was very
good.
That's
pretty good.
Thank you.
Ken, don't you know that thank whenever you. He was getting in trouble as a child, they did not yell this whole name out? Hell. You know?
No.
Hey, you.
Yeah, right.
All right, moving on. Tyler Perry's got to be one of the luckiest men in the world, one of the hardest working, but his accountants, maybe not so much.
Ooh.
He revealed recently during a panel that he fired a team of accountants because, are y'all ready for this? This is the good one. The IRS owed him $9 million, and they didn't even know about it.
What?
Wow.
Here's what he said. So, this audit went on for 3 years. We get to the end of the audit, and they, the IRS, owed me $9 million. I said, hell nah. Wow. How did you miss me paying? $9 million.
Right.
The accounts, like, your whole thing is you hire an accountant so you don't pay too much.
That part. Right?
My man overpaid by $9 million.
$9 million. Yeah. Did he not miss the $9 million?
Well, I mean,
that's when you know life is good.
It's Tyler Perry.
The TP might not be missing it.
Yeah. But he shouldn't have fired him. I mean,
he should have. Absolutely.
Yes. That's your one job.
Whoever recognized it, the new people, those are your keepers.
There you go.
But those old ones that made you miss that money, no, they gone. $9 million might not be a lot to him, but that's a lot of money.
The options are firing or get shot with Madea's gun.
Or get some grits thrown on you. Would you rather the grits?
Okay.
What would you do if you found out that the IRS owed you money?
I'd pull up on them. Excuse me. Hey, y'all still open?
With interest.
I want my money right now like they do.
They don't wait.
No, they don't.
That's like, you know, 9 Madea movies.
Okay, well, Mr. Perry didn't let that $9 million go to waste because, well, earlier this year, he gifted sister star Crystal Renee a slew of Louis Vuitton, Balenciaga bags in all different sizes, colors. Yes, okay. Oh. Crystal posted her birthday gift with the caption, "It was a surprise delivery from Tyler Perry for me. Love you so much. You being here last night meant the world." These bags were the cherry on top. Look how many of them.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Cute is not the word. That is like eyes bugging out.
Yes. Picture.
Wow.
That wouldn't have worked for me. I'm sorry. Tyler, we love you. I love you, Tyler.
He showed up. He was there.
He was at her party.
Well, he should be at that party with a check, honey. Let me go buy my own purse.
That is the check.
No, honey. I need a check, not those purses, honey. No, honey. Those purses could have came from anywhere. Yeah.
Some of these are limited edition.
Balenciaga. I don't see a Birkin, though.
One has fur. The fur one right there might be one of the most expensive.
But there's a lot of great ones, and they're all
expensive.
There's
some beautiful bags.
They're all expensive
at the store somewhere. Yeah, but I mean, honey, you know, girl, you need to give me the check.
I'm with Gay.
What can you do with a bag? Oh, I don't know how many sisters are on that show, but they're going to be jealous.
They don't get the same treatment.
This is what you've established now.
Now, if I'm a lead in one of the other Tyler Perry shows, I'm like, where's my Balenciagas?
Look, I'll be a sister for a bag. Hey, Tyler.
Sister!
Okay. Up next, Carrie Underwood wants singers to really sing, and Kris Jenner wants to be turned into necklaces. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, Carrie Underwood may be a country singer herself, but when it comes to holding her fellow singers accountable, she does not hold back, honey. Huh? Carrie said that when she goes to a concert, not only does she expect for you to actually sing live, you also better hit every note.
Ooh.
That's right, Carrie said, when I would go to a concert and hear them drop keys, I was like, you can't hit the notes. Why did you record them if you can't sing them? Mm-hmm. So I gotta ask y'all, is Carrie right? Is it important to know how somebody...
If you're that type of artist where you're a performer and you want to go on stage and do the songs the way you're supposed to be,
you got
to know how to sing them. The computer can't save you up there on stage.
That's right. You better hit the notes.
Yes, honey.
You better sound like the record.
I went to a concert a couple of weeks ago, Pat LaBelle and Stephanie Mills. Baby, Miss Mills gave us the notes.
Okay.
And because I want to... When I go to a concert, I'm like, I want the damn song to sound like the record.
That's right.
That's why I'm at the concert.
Right.
I want you to sound like record.
Big up to Fantasia.
Yeah. Oh, Fantasia.
Ooh.
Girl, when she takes her shoes off,
baby,
you better get ready.
When she starts shooting, that lip start going.
Oh, that little quiver. You're like, girl. And that church move with them shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Baby, when that lit, you better get ready for the Holy Ghost to hit you.
Okay.
She getting ready to dance, and she going to sing you a, man, listen, she you'll never forget her show.
She is the best.
So the ultimate momager and businesswoman, Kris Jenner, has revealed what her last dying wish will be. Y'all better get ready for this. And surprisingly, you won't be able to put a price tag on this one. Kris said her last wish is to be cremated and have her ashes turned into a necklace for each one of her children. Okay. Now, this came up after Kris Jenner had hip replacement surgery, and Kim asked the doctor if he could save some of the bone that was removed to make jewelry out of that as well. Well, now Kylie and Khloe made it clear that they think this is weird and creepy.
Yeah.
What do y'all think? You think it's creepy?
I agree with them. You don't need to walk around with somebody alive, bone, hip dust in your chain.
I'm not going to wear my mom out on a nice night. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, the people are doing all types of things. Like, you could even be planted.
Yeah.
Like a tree. They put your body in a weird bag and they plant it, and the next thing you know, you're a tree.
So would I eat your fruit?
I think they process you up, though. I think they process you up. It's not just like you curled around.
Okay.
A little.
They mulch you?
You get mulched up.
Okay.
So they make you like dust anyway.
Yeah, but
like an urn.
Like slimy dust, and then they bury you into the ground.
I think you still get cremated in all of these scenarios. I think you still get cremated. Just like, what do they do with the dust? Do they put it into like a fancy jar, or do they crush it down and make a rock out of it?
Or apples in a tree, and you're like, if you're in this apple tastes just like mom.
Damn, Aunt Cherry tastes like cherry.
Oh, my God. You could never move, though, right?
Nah.
You have to uproot the tree.
You live there forever.
Yeah, now we got to take the tree with us.
Got to go with us wherever
that
we go.
That old haunted tree in the back.
It's haunted.
I see a face in that tree.
Rebuilding the house.
I knew the tree was haunted. I didn't know it was made out of their grandma.
No, God.
Things got handsy on Grimes' video shoot. Find out who she punched and why they loved it.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Imagine shooting a music video and the best part of it is getting punched. Social media star and singer Bella Poarch revealed that earlier this year, while she was filming her music video for Dolls that starred Grimes, Grimes accidentally punched her during their fight scene.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Bella said that Grimes was in character the whole time during their scene, and being punched by her was the best part of shooting it. You feel like you could suffer this?
How much are you paying me?
Well, I mean, I imagine they're friends and it's a music video, so it wasn't like insane money.
Yeah, wasn't trying to punch through her soul or anything.
It was an accident. It was an accident. Connect.
I mean, if we're method acting, can I punch you back?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, then I'm with it.
Yeah, note to self, don't do any videos with Melissa. Video.
What? Because I don't want to get punched in the face. Yeah. This is my money maker.
And it might have been intentional. She could have been thinking about her ex, too, while she did all
Elon.
That. Yeah, I think he didn't want her to drive a Tesla or something. I don't know.
You got to channel that rage in another way. Another way.
Anything, honey.
Now, if you got punched by your favorite celebrity, would you be upset?
It depends on where they punched me. If you hit me in the face or in the butt, then I probably wouldn't be. But in the face, yeah. You know how some people like to pat you, like... Good job.
Oh, like a good game? Like getting a good game?
I already know where you go with that. I mean, my favorite celebrity is The Rock. I mean, if he wants to punch me, hold my hand.
Hope Brad
don't
punch you.
He might break something.
He could pay to fix it.
I'm sorry, I'm married now.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
I'm married, too.
Oh.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.